This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Just one day after suing cryptocurrency trading giant Binance, the Securities and Exchange Commission today sued another company, Coinbase. The crypto exchange is accused of trading cryptocurrencies the SEC says should be registered as securities. The agency accused Binance of, among other things, improperly handling customer funds and trying to attract U.S. customers who aren't allowed to trade on the platform. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports that the cases against both of these companies pose a bit of an existential question for a lot of cryptocurrencies.
The beef between the SEC and these crypto exchanges can be boiled down to one basic disagreement.
The SEC believes that many digital assets are securities.
Zahi Masari is a fellow at the Berkeley Center for Law and Business. Are cryptocurrencies securities like stocks and bonds? Are they commodities like wheat and oil? Or just their own thing?
There isn't consensus on this topic.
In fact, different federal agencies have different interpretations, she says, as they go about trying to protect investors and their savings from risk. But the answer to this question of whether cryptocurrencies are securities makes a big difference.
If any of the cryptocurrencies offered by these trading platforms are securities, then the SEC has jurisdiction. If not, the SEC does not have jurisdiction.
But the ripples of these cases go further than that. Ron Geffner is a partner at Sadis & Goldberg.
It's going to have material implications on the viability of the cryptocurrency industry.
Binance may have to completely disengage from the U.S. market, says Jeffrey Blockinger, general counsel for Quadrata, Inc. He says Coinbase may face a greater threat.
Coinbase, whose principal customer base is American, in theory, this could have a significant negative impact on them and may even cause them to go out of business.
Coinbase has 108 million customers, according to Reuters, and in March had $130 billion of crypto assets on its books. But beyond the exchanges that trade cryptocurrencies, Blockinger says some cryptocurrencies themselves may not survive being forced to fit neatly into a regulatory framework meant for stocks and bonds and corporations. They don't have boards of directors or annual reports.
It's going to require some work to get these tokens to become issued registered securities, and whether or not it's even possible, I think, remains to be seen.
At a hearing today, Chief Legal Compliance Officer for Robinhood, Dan Gallagher, was asked if cryptocurrencies that were somehow successfully classified as securities could just be traded like stocks through a broker.
It's impossible without regulatory relief and infrastructure changes in the securities markets.
For now, a lot of the regulatory questions around cryptocurrency look like they're going to get worked out through the courts. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.